And trying to arrest him and failing would be even worse, Ducairne pointed out. His colleagues swiveled their gazes to him, and he shrugged. Think about it. If we order him arrested when we don't have any evidence he's done anything wrong, we hand him a ready-made pretext to turn against Mother Church. Faced with such serious false accusations, he'd simply be reacting in self-defense, and claiming our decision to arrest him as yet one more example of the corruption and capriciousness of Mother Church.
I really hate to say it, but I think Robert has a point, Clinton said heavily. As a matter of fact, it occurred to me to wonder if that wasn't exactly what Gorgia was trying to provoke me, us, into doing. If he really is ready and waiting, I mean. And let's face it, as Robert says, Taro is a long way from Zion. Father Franklin's a good man, but we can't possibly read the situation in Trangier from here without better information than he's been able to give us, so far at least. If I were Caleb, and if I could manipulate things to create a situation in which Mother Church drives Gorgia into his arms, for general consumption at least, I'd damned well do it. It would be one more way to make everybody who's still loyal to Mother Church nervous, not to mention the way it would play into that son-of-a-bitch Stonar's hands.
Ducairne squelched his smile before it ever got anywhere near his lips. He'd wondered how long it would take for Clinton's compulsive suspicion of Gregor Stonar to surface.
"But if we don't arrest him, what do we do?" Maguire asked.
"I don't think we can do a great deal inside Taro," Trenaire said thoughtfully. "About all that's really available to us, I think, is to encourage Father Franklin to pursue this matter, discreetly, of course. I'll send a message to Bishop Executor Turner instructing him to assist Father Franklin as well. And I think it might be a good idea to transfer a few more agents of Inquisition into Taro from Desnare and Siddermark, Jaspar. Let's get some more eyes and ears into Trangier. If we can find evidence Gorgia's already in contact with the Carizians, I'd be a lot more inclined to try to arrest him, even if the attempt is likely to fail."
"You know," Ducairne said pensively, "I have to wonder, aside from the example of yet another secular ruler deserting Mother Church, how much would losing Taro really hurt us? You haven't actually been counting on the galleons they're building being available in our order of battle, have you, Elaine?"
"Not really," Maguire admitted unhappily. "We went ahead and ordered them, but the chances of Taro's actually getting them completed, manned, and armed, and then getting them to sea past the Carizians are pretty damn slim.